Oh, joy. There's something coming for the kids. Artemis Fowl, the popular book series, has been made into a film directed by the British great Sir Kenneth Branagh, no less. Artemis, the 12-year-old Irish genius played by Ferdia Shaw, when his widower father disappears, Artemis discovers the stories Dad's been telling him about a magical underworld of fairies are true. And one of the inhabitants of that world has kidnapped Dad. The price of his return? Artemis must find the Aculos. What the heck is that? And where is it? Well, Artemis's father has already given him a clue.
He read the same poem to me every night before bed, and every time he left. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face.
Artemis must use all of his intelligence to save his father without giving his kidnapper the thing that might destroy the world. In short, he has to become a criminal mastermind. The film has glorious landscapes and castles in Ireland, fairies swooping down on gossamer wings, kind of like weaponized Tinkerbells. It has big screen written all over it, but because of the pandemic, it's premiering on Disney Plus this coming Friday, and we welcome now the director, Sir Kenneth Branagh. Ken, sorry, because we can see everything you put up there on what was supposed to be a big screen. Now, maybe smaller ones. Mm-hmm. But your thoughts about getting it out?
Well, we're grateful to have an audience, and of course we conceived it on the big screen and on a large scale, because that's the scale in Owen Colfer's original books. But as we know, our world has changed, and there are families all over the world who are looking forward, I think, to have an opportunity for something new and on that scale and in their living rooms.
Yeah. And what first drew you to this story in particular?
I was on a skiing holiday with my extended family, and my two nephews, Will and Sam, 11 and 9, were reading the book and said, "You have to read it, Uncle. It's your next film." I read the book on their advice, and with all their analysis, they told me what an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old liked about these stories. And a couple of weeks later, Disney, with whom I was working on their film of Cinderella, were in touch about whether I knew about the Artemis Fowl stories and would I be interested to make a film.
And what did they tell you, by the way, about what they liked about Artemis?
They liked his naughty side. They liked his adversarial side. They liked him taking on the fairies. They liked his cleverness. They liked his arrogance, if you like. Owen Colfer, the author of the books, described the idea as putting an 11-year-old Bond villain into an action movie. And the first one he described as Die Hard with fairies. It's a siege film that goes, like the clappers. One of the things we tried to do in this origin story was actually introduce him as somebody with whom people could identify. But then once he discovers, if you can believe this, that fairies are real, that knowledge brings with it the possible choice of becoming the youngest criminal mastermind you might come across.
I just want to correct one thing you said, Ken, because you have a lot of little ears when you say, if you believe the fairies. Well, of course we do.
The truth is, I was brought up in Ireland, and the legends of the little people, of trolls, of leprechauns, of pixies, were part of what we grew up to hear of, and yes, absolutely believe.
Well, we were just in Iceland, and they still believe, and adults do as well. They won't build a road through a huge boulder because they believe that the elves and the fairies might live in there.
Well, you can't suddenly give them a new place to live without permission.
Exactly.
So that's I'm with the Icelanders on this.
Can you talk a little bit more about the look of the film as director? You talk about growing up in Ireland, these vast green, landscapes, crumbled castles. Talk a little bit about how it looks.
Well, the Irish seem to me to have one foot in history at all times, and they love their nation and they love their greenery. You fly over Ireland, it really is a colour green, the grass, that is of an intensity that it's hard to find anywhere else in the world. And combine that with sort of rugged coastline, and you have a great epic landscape. Inside that, you have a nation of poets and philosophers and artists, painters, thinkers. And in the kind of home we envisioned for Artemis Fowl was the home of a curious family over traditions, books, artifacts, ways of looking at the world, ways to acquire knowledge, Phil Fowl Manor.
From Ireland to London, and then your career with the Royal Shakespeare Company, you've done acclaimed productions of Henry V, Much Ado About Nothing, But for those who might say, but really, from Shakespeare to a kid's movie, your thoughts?
There's no real divide between what people might like to think of as high art and low art. It's only good art or bad art. It's only good entertainment or bad entertainment. I came to this book with a rigorous examination by an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, I can't think of two people snappier or smarter, and I'd be insulting them and any other audience if I was taking Artemis Fowl any less seriously than I would Much Ado About Nothing. Shakespeare himself, by the time he finished his life's work and finished with four plays, his farewell to the theatre included The Tempest, they were called the Romances, and they were written in the form of fairy tales. He uses magic throughout so that a master of dramatic art should end up in a form that some people might demean, suggesting it is simplistic, was not something he agreed with. That was a way to tell stories at a profound level through the much more difficult to achieve simplicity that such stories demanded. He does it. And I think Owen Colfer, in his very different way, does something beautiful and simple with Artemis Fowl.
Sir Kenneth Branagh, his new film about 12-year-old criminal mastermind Artemis Fowl, will be streamed on Disney Plus starting Friday. Sir Kenneth, I'm saluting. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin. Dame Robin, thank you very much.
I wish.
It's only a question of time.